Let's delve deeper into the visual components of Kowloon City to better understand how they come together to communicate the vibrancy of this marketplace. Our initial observation reveals a lively setting filled with colorful products and busy shoppers, creating an inviting scenario that seems to leap off the paper. To begin with, the lines used in the painting are varied and dynamic. The artist employs a combination of straight and curved lines. The straight lines outline the structure of the market and the shelves filled with goods, providing a sense of order. Yet, the curved lines depicting figures soften the overall look, embodying movement and fluidity. This contrast creates an engaging interplay between stability and liveliness, effectively guiding our eyes through the market scene. How do these lines help to direct your attention, pulling you deeper into the lively atmosphere? Upon examining the shapes within the painting, we see a mix of geometric forms in the architecture and organic forms in the market's offerings. Rectangular shapes dominate the merchandise displays, presenting a sense of abundance and variety. Meanwhile, the rounded shapes of fruits, vegetables, and other goods inject an element of organic warmth into the otherwise structured environment. This blend of shapes plays an important role in establishing a diverse and engaging composition, drawing viewers in with the promise of discovery and exploration. The color palette of Kowloon City is particularly striking. The warm reds and browns of the storefront contrast beautifully with the cooler tones of the shoppers' clothing. This choice creates an inviting atmosphere, symbolizing warmth and community at the heart of the marketplace. Furthermore, the rich, saturated colors of the produce and goods draw attention and create visual focus points throughout the piece. Such strategic use of color evokes a feeling of vitality and energy, qualities often associated with local markets. As you view the painting, what emotions do these colors evoke, and how do they add to your understanding of the market scene? Next, let's discuss the texture and surface quality that Anyho skillfully employs in this piece. The watercolor medium fosters a soft, smooth finish, effortlessly allowing hues to interlace and blend. This texture not only enhances the visual appeal but also mimics the feel of a lively marketplace. The fluid transitions between colors give the impression of brightness radiating from fresh produce and well-loved goods, simulating the tactile experience of being amidst such abundance. The softness of the watercolor allows for subtle shading and highlights, contributing to a sense of depth and dimensionality that invites the viewer into the scene. How does this tactile quality affect your experience of the artwork? Do you feel as though you could step into this space? In examining the use of space within Kowloon City, we can observe how Anyho expertly manages positive and negative spaces. The foreground is bustling with market goods and shoppers, while the background provides a simpler, lighter area that anchors the vibrant activity in the foreground. This balance creates a sense of openness, making the scene feel less cluttered and allowing each detail to breathe. The convergence of shoppers, goods, and architecture forms a rich tapestry that draws viewers deeper into the market experience. This arrangement of space prompts thoughts about how we navigate crowded environments, how we find our way through busy streets and stalls without feeling overwhelmed. As we analyze the painting through the lens of design principles, we first consider balance. Kowloon City exhibits a pleasing asymmetrical balance. This is achieved through the distribution of visual weight across the scene. While there are numerous items displayed in the foreground, those elements are counterbalanced by the figures that move through the space. This balance reflects the organic nature of everyday life in a market, where activity ebbs and flows naturally. Does this balance make you feel more involved in the scene, as if you're part of the experience unfolding within the market? Next, we look at harmony in the composition. The cohesive use of color and the consistent design elements contribute to a sense of unity throughout the painting. The warm tones of the business's signage complement the cooler shades of the shopper's attire, reinforcing the community's cohesiveness and shared experience. This harmony invites viewers to linger over the scene, encouraging them to make connections between various elements and consider the interactions taking place. Contrast plays an essential role as well. The stark differences between the vivid colors of the goods and the cooler tones of the architectural features attract our attention and help highlight the items for sale. This contrast cultivates visual interest, guiding our focus towards specific areas while enhancing the overall vibrancy of the painting. How does this tension between contrasting elements influence your understanding of the marketplace atmosphere? Finally, the principle of movement within the composition is particularly striking. The arrangement of figures and goods seamlessly draws the viewer's eye through the painting. The gaze flows from the foreground, where shoppers examine the items, to the background, where the shopkeeper might be tending to their wares. The implied lines formed by shoppers and displayed goods create a sense of narrative progression, as if the viewer is invited to traverse the market along with its lively community. Can you visualize moving through this space, experiencing the market firsthand? In summary, the intricate interplay of the elements of art, line, shape, color, texture, and space, combined with the principles of design, such as balance, harmony, contrast, and movement, in Kowloon City, allows Aniho to create a vivid representation of daily life within an urban marketplace. The artwork invites viewers to not only appreciate the aesthetic beauty but also to engage actively with the rich narrative that unfolds. In conclusion, Kowloon City serves as a compelling testament to the spirit of urban life and community found within local markets. It beautifully encapsulates the essence of cultural interactions, daily routines, and the myriad emotions that accompany shared spaces. As you reflect on this artwork, what insights or memories surface related to your experiences in markets or communal environments?